Welcome to episode 22 of the VoiceOver on Linux podcast, Easing Audio Part Transition with Fade In and Fade Out. What do you do when you need to join together two snippets of audio, and one or both of them start or end with rough edges? In this episode, we'll examine how the Fade In and Fade Out features of Audacity can help in this. Here's today's audio technology factoid. The transition between adjoined audio parts, especially where one or all of them contain music, must be done smoothly, or the listening experience will likely be jolting. An extreme case of jolting would be a butt splice. Think of the old days of analog tape, where you literally butted two pieces of tape against each other and taped them together. There is no transition in that method, other than one part stopping suddenly and the next starting immediately and just as suddenly. A better way is with a crossfade. In this method, the two parts overlap each other, usually for no less or no more than a few seconds. And just as importantly, it keeps a smooth flow throughout the listening experience. This allows the listener to ease out of the previous clip and ease into the next clip. Sort of like a good painting blends from one color to another to provide an effect that is greater than the sum of its parts. And just as importantly, it keeps a smooth flow throughout the listening experience. The takeaway is that if you're transitioning between different audio parts in the same product, using fades is essential for a smooth transition, which is critical for the flow of your project. Today's feature Linux audio tip is using fade in and fade out to ease audio part transition. What do you do when you need to join together two snippets of audio, and one or both of them start or end with rough edges? A use case could be a situation where you recorded a script and thought you achieved perfect flow. Then, upon listening to the recording, you discover that something in it needs to be chopped out or added. It could be a wrong word, or an omitted word, or a mispronounced word, or a syllable emphasis you should have done differently. So you delete that part and insert a corrected snippet. Maybe so far so good. But sometimes the audio might jump or otherwise doesn't flow properly at the transition points. This can be really tricky when you need to make the new audio flow seamlessly with the rest of the audio, as when there was no break in breath between the parts to be joined. Now what? Here's how the fade in and fade out features of Audacity can help in this. First, record and import the replacement audio snippet. But before joining the new with the old, keep them separate in your audio editor, enough to have some clear space between them. This is so you can work with the ending of the old and the beginning of the new independently to prepare them for fitting together. Select the last part of the old audio, only a few milliseconds of it, such as the last tiny part of a long vowel sound that originally rolled into the rest of a one-breath phrase that you had to take out and replace. Now apply the fade-out effect to it. This will result in the audio appearing to tail off in your editor, which is exactly what you want it to do. Now do the same to the beginning of the replacement audio snippet. This time, you're working on a mirror image of the end of the old audio. Select a few milliseconds of the pertinent start of the new audio and apply the fade-in effect to that. Then, move the start of the new audio snippet up to the end of the audio it is to pick up from. Select the transition area by a few seconds either side of the join point. Now, listen to the transition and adjust the distance between the old and the new, until the flow sounds as natural as you can make it. When you get it the way you want it, join the two snippets together by selecting across their transition point and pressing Ctrl-J. We use the fade in and fade out features for this. These are different from other similar options such as adjustable fade, crossfade clips, crossfade tracks, and crossover fade that are also accessible from the Audacity Effects menu tree. In addition, there is a separate envelope tool, which is another of the Audacity transition features available, all of which are good with music projects. When fade in and fade out are done right with your voiceover project, you will have a corrected audio product that sounds coherent and flows nicely. Next time, we'll cover discerning when to patch or just record again. That's it for now. Happy audio work! Thanks for joining me for this exploration of open source audio tech tools and their practical use in voiceover work. Feel free to check out my profile and demos at marwalk.voices.com and voice123.com/marwalk. You can also find me on ACX and audible.com by searching for Mark Caldwell Walker.